This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. One downside of the record low unemployment we're experiencing is a severe labor shortage in the construction industry. 70% of construction firms said they were struggling to meet deadlines because they can't find enough workers. That's from a survey by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the USG Corporation. One reason, employers say, construction has a bad reputation, so the industry is trying to rebrand. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
So are we good? Do we have everybody?
In a classroom near downtown Denver, a group of high school kids takes a quiz.
All right, you're going to have 10 seconds per question to answer, and here we go.
The students are on a field trip to the Construction Industry Training Council of Colorado to learn about apprenticeships. Executive Director Corey Gerlitz is giving the sales pitch.
What's the average salary for first-year apprentices in the construction industry?
The kids punch their guesses into an app on their phones.
Woohoo! 15 per hour.
And that was a couple years ago.
I've got people who are coming into the school right now, no experience. They're making anywhere from 15 to 17 an hour, depending upon their trades.
Okay. Wages are rising, Gerlitz says, because employers are desperate for workers like masons, pipe fitters, and electricians.
Crisis level. It is absolutely a crisis level.
Partly because of an image crisis. Jennifer Scanlon is CEO of USG Corporation, which makes building materials.
People think of construction as dirty jobs, jobs that only require brute strength, jobs that don't require real training or skills. And quite frankly, they view it as a job instead of a career.
That's what groups like Denver's Training Council are trying to change by talking up the high pay, the technology used on construction sites like drones and virtual reality, opportunities for women and for advancement.
If you want to excel, you don't have to lay brick your whole life.
That's Fred Soderberg, who teaches the masonry apprentices. At 68, he's now a superintendent for a large builder and has left his mark on Denver.
I've had the pleasure of doing Coors Field, the Broncos Stadium, the airport, and lots of big things.
21-year-old Chris Salas, a first-year apprentice, says he thought about other careers before taking up the family trade. His father and grandfather were masons.
I dreamed of, like, working in a bank and in the office and all that, but I started as a dad young, so I had to, you know, kind of, like, grow up and get a hard job and so it could give me a little bit more pay, you know?
Salas works full-time at a job site and takes this class one night a week. When he finishes his three-year apprenticeship, he can expect to make at least $30 an hour, or more than $60,000 a year. Soderberg, his teacher, wishes he could speed up the clock. Denver needs 100 more Chris Salases right now. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.